Hello, homies, and welcome to day one of Homeopathy Awareness Week, where we celebrate the birthday of Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy, who was born on 10 April 1755. Over the past couple of months, we have asked our listeners to record their testimonials of how homeopathy has impacted their lives, and we are delighted to be sharing those testimonials with you during Homeopathy Awareness Week from 10 to 16 April. If you haven't already, do listen back on our Homeopathy Awareness Week episodes during 2022 and 2023 for more amazing testimonials. And I also encourage you to share your love for homeopathy on your social media pages or in your newsletters to make others aware of this wonderful, safe, natural medicine so we can all celebrate Homeopathy Awareness Week together. I also wanted to let you know about the brand new documentary called Introducing Homeopathy, which is available only as a private viewing from 19 to 22 April online. We really need everyone in the homeopathic community to purchase a ticket to watch this documentary online so we can support the amazing work Kim Elia and his team are doing to bring homeopathy to the masses. To find out more about this, listen to episode 266 and go to www.introducinghomeopathy.com to purchase your ticket. Also, if you haven't already, please come join my Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/hellohomies. That is the Homeopathy Hangout podcast Facebook group where we have past and future guests and some of our listeners like to hang out and we have some interesting discussions. And finally, thank you so much to each and every listener who was brave enough to share your homeopathy testimonial. I know for many of you, it was quite scary to record yourself, and we've even had some brave kiddies who have shared their stories. Please know that I appreciate your bravery and thank you for helping us bring homeopathy to the world. Enjoy the episode.
Hello, I'm Vicky Tangri, one of the homeopaths in Eugenie's team. I'd like to share a case of a 32-year-old lady who has had chronic folliculitis since the age of 11. She's had very painful eruptions in her groin and underarms, so much so that she couldn't even go for a walk. Now, within 3 months of treatment, she's seen 90% improvement, and I gave her pulse and anti-miasmatic Kerkyria salve, and she's now able to go for a walk. She can do her daily chores. So I've been really excited about that. My other areas of interest are seasonal allergies, hay fever, and female gynae issues like irregular periods, heavy periods, fibroids, etc. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Lainey, and I wanted to tell you about one of my favorite homeopathy remedies, Calipose. Calipose is a beautiful calming remedy that keeps my little family cool, calm, and collective. Our dog, Charlie Brown, suffers from anxiety, especially when he sees our bags being packed, because it usually means that we're going on holiday and he's spending his time at our neighbor's house. Our neighbor is also a vet. She's always really surprised at how well Calipose relaxes Charlie because she knows how anxious he is. She's been so surprised by the effects of it that she's now becoming more open to homeopathy and actually prescribing Calipose to many of her patients who suffer from anxiety. This fills my heart with joy, knowing that more and more doggies and cats are being prescribed something completely safe and natural and helping them along the way.
My name is Linda. I years ago had a skiing accident where I landed on ice, slipped on ice and landed on my behind, bruised my coccyx and was in agony for that weekend and then for years after, strong aching pain sitting and changing gears in my manual car and family picnics on the ground, sitting was always achy and sore and restless. Then I studied naturopathy, in which homeopathy was a part, and learned about Hypericum for crushed nerves. Took a dose of Hypericum 200 and the ache dissipated immediately. It was such a clear response. I may have taken it again once months later. I actually don't remember, but I've not had any problems since.
My name is Shannon, and I am a homeschooling mom from Washington State, you know, near Seattle. And my journey with homeopathy began almost 3 years ago in the summer of 2021. I was driving home from taking my grandmother out for her birthday to get a pedicure. We all had pedicures, my daughter and I and her. And I experienced sudden debilitating dizziness while I was on the road, and I pulled over and was just in tears, and I thought maybe I was having a panic attack or something, because I had had those in the couple years previous here and there, and I thought I was better, but now I see it's all connected since I've been going on my journey with homeopathy. But I've always been, not always, in the last 10 years I've been more naturally minded, but I didn't really know anything about homeopathy. Essentially, the dizziness never went away. It was so bad. I felt like I was on a boat all the time. Terrible, crippling anxiety and just extreme fear. I couldn't function. I couldn't drive. I'm a homeschooling mom. And so it was really terrible, extremely scary. I didn't even want to be by myself. I would wake up in the mornings and my husband was at work, and I was just so afraid to even be by myself, because I just really thought I was going to die. I thought my body was dying. I had a lot of other hormonal issues and heavy bleeding and things, and found that I was iron deficient. And I saw my naturopathic doctor as my primary care, and we just thought I would just take iron, and you know, in a couple months I would get better, which I thought, oh, a couple months, that's so long to feel like this. But now I know it would go much longer. I think it was a few months later, I found out about a homeopath at a natural store that was local to me, and I began seeing him, even though I didn't know anything, after I actually spoke with Paula Brown. I owe her just so much gratitude for helping me when I just reached out to her on Instagram. You know, as a homeschooling mom, I followed her for her curriculum on homeopathy. And she just really guided me and helped me, even though I was a complete stranger to her. And so I'm so thankful for her. And she just helped me look into this homeopath and get started. And I could say so much more, but over the last 3 years, I've improved so much to where I'm actually feeling much better. I'm independent, and I'm like many people that have been through this kind of scenario, I'm completely obsessed with homeopathy. And I am really considering studying it, even though I'm like a little bit nervous about it, but I want to help all the suffering people in the world. I mean, I can't help all of them, but I want to be a part of the homeopathic revolution, I think they've been calling it. But I just want to help people. I want to help suffering families and children and just so many people that really have no other options. So there's many other things that I've done acutely over the years. I just went on a mission trip with our church in Panama. And while I was there, of course, because I brought so many remedies with me, I ended up helping 6 different missionaries with different ailments. And so I'm like, okay, I think this might be a calling for me. Anyway, I'm super thankful for homeopathy, and it's just made a world of difference in my life and health and just the hope that I have for the future. So I'm so thankful.
Hi, lovely Eugenie. It is Caroline here from North London in England. And just wanted to say, first of all, thank you for all you do. Your work is incredible. The podcast has really helped at a very grassroots level grow homeopathy all over the world. And you've just got such an incredible array of knowledge and speakers that have come into your space. So I always say about homeopathy that it came to me, it came and got me. And I wish I could remember who it was that encouraged me to see a homeopath with my son. I was a young mum and he was 4 months old and he had a cough. And we went to see a homeopath who asked me all sorts of questions about him and how he was and who he was with his cough. And it was such a fundamentally different experience to that of going to the GP who'd wanted to give me a cough medicine with a sedative in it. And me and my partner felt very uncomfortable at the thought of drugging our new baby. So we went with the homeopathy and it cured his cough. And then later on, I went to see the homeopath too, at her encouragement. And I always say that the remedy she gave me, which was CPO1M, got to the bottom of the barrel that is Caroline Gaskin and really made me look at my life and what I was doing. And I will say I was around 28 at the time. And so it was my, what we call our Saturn return in astrology. And I really had a look at the work that I'd been doing, which I loved. I was a creative and fine art background. And how appropriate that was for the young family in terms of having two freelancers in the house, etc., etc. Anyway, I slowly began to study homeopathy and herbs and flower essences. And then when the children were both at school, I have two children, when they were both at school, I went on to study homeopathy. And really the rest is history. I'm still here prescribing 25 years on, and I never get bored. And I hear wonderful stories every day of healing with homeopathy. And I have incredible caring colleagues who look out for each other. We support each other and teach each other. And we've had academics come and train at our colleges, the colleges I teach at, who say that they've never studied in such a caring and sharing space. So I love homeopathy, and myself and many of my clients would be very different people if it wasn't for homeopathy and all it's brought us. So, you know, this really is a week to celebrate an incredible healing art and science. And it's in a constant place of growth, which is just incredible, and you don't see in many places. So, yeah, I encourage anyone who's listening to go out and read about homeopathy, listen into the podcast, and, you know, if you're thinking about studying, just ask questions, and we'll welcome you in. And every time, every year around June in the Northern Hemisphere, our students graduate, and it's a really magical time because the world needs us right now. The world needs people who work in healing arts more than ever. So, yeah, have a great week, all of you, and lots of love to you, Eugenie.
I just wanted to take the time to say thank you so much to Eugenie Kruger for all her knowledge and for being so open with sharing and supporting those that are interested in homeopathy. Homeopathy has changed our lives in the most incredible ways, from acute things to peeling back layers of constitution to live a beautiful, bright, happy life. I cannot thank her enough for introducing me to it, and for over many years being there to support our family. It's been such an incredible journey, and one I like to share with anyone that's interested in hearing about it.
Hi, my name's Emily McAteer. I'm a homeopathic vet living and working in Dublin. I always knew about homeopathy because my uncle was a homeopathic doctor, but I only really discovered it when my children were small and I found that it was so effective for treating minor illnesses. So I started using it in my veterinary practice, and I couldn't believe how amazing it was at treating everything. I find it's very gentle, it's effective, and I now do nothing but homeopathy in my veterinary practice. I'm also treating humans as well. I love your podcast, Eugenie, so keep up the good work.
Hi, my name is Lainey, and I wanted to tell you about my first experience with homeopathy. My little boy at the time was struggling with croup, and in the middle of the night, my partner and I both ran into his room while he was having a coughing episode. My husband walked in with an inhaler that the GP had prescribed him, while I had read that aconite was supposed to be really good for croup. Because this was my first experience with homeopathy, I didn't quite know if it was going to be effective or not. But here we were, with our little boy who was having a coughing fit. While my partner was about to give him the inhaler, I thought, wait, let's give him a dose of aconite and let's see what happens. No kidding, within 30 seconds, my little boy stopped coughing, and he managed to sleep the rest of the night. Needless to say, I was a complete converter, the next day. And since then, I haven't looked back. Homeopathy for the win. That day and from that day on forward.
I don't even know where to begin, to be honest. Homeopathy has helped me in so, so, so many ways. Physically, spiritually, and emotionally, for sure. The most pressing way I can think of at this moment would be it's helped my son, who is now 2 years old, stay away from every single pharmaceutical. Also, it's helped him with his immunizations. And we've had many ups and downs, as you do with all Bobbies. And it's made it so that he hasn't had a single drug touch his beautiful little body, which I am eternally grateful for. It's helped my older children shed their toxins of the world. It has helped myself go through many bouts of grief. It's helped me shed my toxins, again, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, to just live a better, brighter, happier life. We use it almost weekly in first aid circumstances, but really for the deep stuff too. Oh, I could sit here and talk for hours about in-depth cases in my family alone on how it's helped us. But honestly, I don't know where I would be without homeopathy. It helps me feel empowered. It helps me feel safe. And it helps me feel like I can actually make a choice that's going to better my family, which is the ultimate gift ever. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hi, Nicole McConnon here in Perth, Western Australia. I was first introduced to homeopathy 37 years ago. My mom and dad brought me to see a homeopath, and they had exhausted all avenues of mainstream medicine. Basically, I was sick from when I was about 18 months old onwards, up until I was brought to see this homeopath. I suffered with cyclical vomiting and dizziness, and this was growing with intensity and frequency as I got older. It was horrific. No one had any answers. No one knew what was causing it. No one knew how to stop it. And mom and dad took me to this homeopath who used bioresonance testing, and he prescribed a remedy for me. And from when I started on that remedy to this day, 37 years later, I've never looked back. I've never had an episode since. So that was pretty amazing. What was really interesting is, though, I didn't know he was a homeopath until I was in my 30s. And I actually looked him up, because at that stage I had decided to study classical homeopathy because I had been to a classical homeopath in 2008 for headaches, chronic headaches that I'd been suffering from for a good few years that had started in my 20s. And I had had such amazing results in such a short time with this homeopath that I had to learn more. And it was only then when I started looking all these things up that I realized that this guy I'd been to like all those years before was actually a homeopath too. So yeah, it was pretty amazing. I was like, this was meant to be. I also brought my son at the time, who was 4. He was suffering with asthma and chest infections. He was on an antibiotic every 6 to 8 weeks from when he was about 6 weeks old up until I brought him to a homeopath. And again, tremendous results. He was due to start on Becotide that winter of 2008 as a preventative because he was starting school, and he never went on it. He never needed it. And I slowly began to wean him off the Ventolin, and within months he was not using Ventolin. I carried Ventolin around in my bag for about 2 years after that, just in case, but he never needed it. And from that day to this, he's now going to be 20 this year, he has never needed the Ventolin, and he has not needed an antibiotic for a chest infection since either. I then studied homeopathy from 2008 to 2012, and in that time I was suffering with secondary infertility. And I basically got pregnant and had two babies within the space of 12 months and used homeopathy throughout the pregnancies, throughout the childbirth and labour, all of that, self-prescribed actually. I used it for mastitis, then I used it for the babies when they were little, for bumps and bruises and all of that sort of thing, chicken pox. Used it for wounds. In recent years I've used it for injuries when my son broke his arm. Last year we got to the emergency department and they asked me how often he'd had Nurofen or Panadol. He hadn't had any. All he had had was Aconite and Arnica because I didn't have any Nurofen or Panadol in the house to give him. And he didn't need it. He just said, oh, my mom gave me this this remedy. And that was it. So yeah, it's just been amazing. Homeopathy works really well on mental, emotional stuff. My family suffered incredible loss a couple of years ago, and without it, I'm not sure where any of us would be today. So yeah, give homeopathy a go. It's well worth trying it. Thanks for listening.